God says, the days are surely coming when I will fulfill the promise I made. I will cause a righteous branch to spring up. So this is not just a branch coming out of the tree, but a new shoot right out of the ground, springing up with new life. And this new branch shall execute justice and righteousness in the land, says the prophet. In COVID, the pandemic of loneliness and separation has left many feeling left out or cut off, discarded in some cases. And some of our churches are wondering what their future is. Some of us are wondering what our future is. Oh, there's a lot to worry about, isn't there? Advent is a journey to Bethlehem. It's true. There's our Bethlehem over there. Or is it over here? I guess it's both. But it's also a journey of learning and traveling in the ways of God. And it's not just about waiting for that thing that is going to happen at the end. It's a journey that matters too. The traveling, the journey is really important. It's so easy to get caught up in disaster thinking, oh wow, is it ever easy this week? With all the floods, with news of another variant in the virus. Oh my goodness. And that's Jeremiah's context too. He's talking to people that are so broken, so hurt, so worried. Their old life is gone. And into that world of fear, Jeremiah brings a word of hope, a different story. The prophets are all about teaching us new ways to see, new eyes to see with, seeing God's story no matter what all the other stories are. We see the stories of disaster in social media and the news. And the prophets invite us to see a different story. And it's not always easy to follow the prophets. They're pretty wild. They're strange. And seeing things the way they tell us to see the world is different than the rest of the world. So the question becomes, are we going to trust God's story that the prophets bring us? This is part of what we need to make room for. We have to clear out that other way of thinking, that other way of seeing the world, so that there's room for this way of seeing the world. The old story of gloom and doom has to be moved aside to make room for a new story of hope and hospitality, of being with each other. When people heard this week about the new variant coming out of Southern Africa, the first thing that several countries have done is to say, okay, we're shutting it down. Nobody gets in from outside. That was the first thing they did. What if the first thing they thought of instead was, wow, they're having a hard time down in Southern Africa. How can we help? That's the difference that we're being invited to make room for. instead of thinking first of ourselves, which scientifically we know is the wrong way to look at it. We need to think about everybody, not just ourselves. But the prophets invite us to make room for that hopeful way of thinking. You know, righteousness, that word is used in this passage. It's not about a duty. It's not about something we have to do. It's not about feeling superior to someone else. It's about justice. It's about the process of lifting others up. The process of finding where people's needs are and addressing our energies right to those places where people's needs are. It's about right relations. Now, we are one church. We can't fix the world ourselves, right? We can't. But we can all do something. Our community of faith can do something. I can do something. You can do something. It's about looking for where those beams of light are coming through the cracks of disaster, the cracks of fear, and grabbing those pieces of light that we can see and saying, I'm going to work with that light. I'm going to offer that light. I'm going to spread that light. And we have seen amazing examples of what God can do when people are willing to see that one piece of light that they can share. It's amazing. Have you seen and heard the stories this week of people going in with helicopters and rescuing animals? Did you hear about that? About them, they couldn't get across to people to give them food, and so they floated things across the river. They used like big coolers and put food in them, and they used a rope and dragged it over. And there were people going into the water where the cows were up to their necks. They're so in such deep water, and they were feeding them every day so that they survived until the water went down. Oh, there are other stories. People who opened their homes and said, you've lost your home or your home is flooded. Come and stay with us. Right? There's also the story of this pharmacist I heard about who has traveled to a part of New Mexico, which is a state in the States down south, and he's got all these vaccines and he's going out to these little rural places and just offering himself and these vaccines for people that will take them. That's his piece of light that he can share. So this little door over here, well, it's kind of a big door. But as barn doors go, it's not very big. But hopefully it reminds us of a stable. Because we're talking this month, leading up to Christmas, about how we open the door and make room, how we think outside the box, like those innkeepers did. How do we make room, and what do we make room for? This time of year, there's a lot of stuff that we think we have to do. Oh, we've got to get the decorations up. Oh, we've got to shop for presents for everybody. We've got to get the food. I got to get a good turkey or a tofurkey. And don't forget the cranberries and the stuffing and there's a lot of shoulds, a lot of stuff. Oh, we just got to do this and we got to do that. And oh my goodness, we have to do things the way we always did it, sort of. And it doesn't leave a lot of room for what's really important. If those things bring you joy, by all means. But make room for that story from the prophets, for the light to break through the disaster thinking and the fear. That's what Advent is about. It's about getting ready for the amazing big news by preparing the world, preparing ourselves to share the light of hope and peace and joy and love. Amen.